featuring a wide range of music from India, including popular music from the 1930s to the present.
Rhythms,
India.
Alternating Sundays, 8 to 9 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
was Chris McCool and Anwar Khurshid, a composition by Anwar Khurshid. These are two accomplished young Canadian string artists from Toronto. Did you feel the snake being charmed by the charmer? That gives you a taste of their passion and skill, doesn't it? Well, in today's segment of Rhythms India, with your host Nalini Bhui, I'll bring you a segment of an earlier interview with these two artists. And they indeed are the sultans of strings, as they call themselves. So the sitar maestro is Anwar Khurshid and Chris McCool on the guitar. This will be their interview. Now, we're on CITR Radio. At CITR, we bring comprehensive, non-commercial programming to fill that void in the Canadian radio scene. The cost of running such unique and varied programming in different languages, equipment maintenance and training, all this needs the support of all listeners. Our number here is 604-822-8648, UBC, UNIT. Here on Rhythms India, please listen to sitar maestro Anwar Khurshid and Chris McCool on the guitar.
So, Chris.
Yes.
Tell us about the Diamond Jubilee Medal that you won for community outreach. What was that all about?
That was presented to me by my Member of Parliament, Matthew Kellaway, and that was for my work in developing community through music. And I think part of the reason why that was presented to me was, you know, with all our big concerts, we always try and keep music very accessible to everyone. Like the big concerts we have this fall, you know, we try and have like free or very low costs pricing for students, young people, just to give them an opportunity to see live music and to give them something, you know, a wonderful cultural experience. But it's also probably because of the work that I've been doing with ArtsCan Circle. If you go online, artscancircle.ca, you can learn more about it. And it's a really wonderful organization that we send teams of artists up to high northern communities, indigenous communities. You have to take little bush planes to get up there. And we do songwriting workshops with the kids in the schools and get them to tell their own stories and write their own songs. It's really a wonderful program, and I think that it actually saves lives because it gives kids an avenue to explore the very complex feelings that they have. Some of these kids are so amazing. They've got so much talent and so much strength, despite sometimes some very difficult living conditions on northern reservations. And So I really like what that program has to offer.
It's great that you're so generous-spirited to have this vision and to want to give to these kids, because, yes, I do believe, as you, that this is psychotherapy. This really gives them an emotional base, a grounding, if you will, to face life and the challenges that it holds, and then to move forward, and then to see you as a role model, going where you have with what you have done with music. I think that's a wonderful opportunity for them. Now, Anwar, can you tell me a little bit about a few things that you taught Mike Myers on the sitar?
Oh, yes, I want to hear this too. I taught him to sit and hold the sitar on the floor. That was
a skill. Yes, I agree.
Quite a challenge because as good as he is as a as an actor, he had a hard time sitting, holding the sitar the right way. So then I figured out some other, a different approach for him to sit and handle the sitar. And then it was very it was kind of focused more so on what he was going to play, because he doesn't have a lot of time. So it it needed to be focused that way, and so I would look at what music he really wanted, like what music it was that he was playing, the actual notes, and I would sort of play that in front of him, and he's very observant, so he would. Like, I could see him, like, watching really intently. And I knew that that was the real lesson, you know. So I would I would play a lot in front of him as well.
So that was kind of like biofeedback. And it's sort of, you know, in India we used to call it the Guru Shishya method, because that's how in the olden days there were no books or papers or nothing like that. And that is exactly how only music, but all education was taught, from the guru, the teacher, to the student.
That's true, but I didn't think of myself as a guru. And I actually...
You're the love guru.
I'm the love guru. But no, I follow this method because I actually... There was a... Like when I was growing up, I used to think, how is it that the birds actually teach their
kids to fly,
to fly. And you know, in Rawalpindi, where we used to have a house, there was a tree in which there was a nest, and every day, like I think I was maybe like 3 years old or 4 years old. And I would watch the bird just fly in and out, fly in and out, fly in and out. And one day, a little sparrow that had hatched tried to follow. And its mother, all it would do is just keep flying in front of it, you know, and encouraging it. It was almost like, and I witnessed that. And I think that's how birds teach their kids how to learn different skills by demonstration. And I've always used the method of demonstration to teach. And I think it really works. It really works. It's not the Suzuki method, but
Oxford
method.
But I guess from this, what I'm hearing is that you have a natural talent. Nature teaches us certain things which you have observed, or certain methods, and then you have incorporated this into your own life. And I think that's a great skill that a lot of us today in the developed world are actually losing, because we're just so programmed to go from one to the other that we don't really hear and listen to our being, as it were. So at this point, we'll take a short break, and
you're listening to host Nalini on Rhythms India, CITR Radio 101.9 FM.
Heer aankh di jogiyan jhooth bole bole kaun ruthde बताई ओ वैसा कोई न मिलिया मैं ढूंढ थकी जेड़ा गया न मोड़
That Global Mothers is a wonderful father-daughter initiative. It is so delightful to see a father-daughter team working so closely. And today being International Women's Day, for a gentleman like Mr. Peter Morgan to support this young woman that's part of his family to become part of the family of Global Mothers. So could you please tell me a little bit more about that story?
Sure. So, you know, that story really starts in 2010. I was doing my own little fashion career at that time, and my dad had this vision, you know, to work with artisans. And I believe it was Easter weekend, 2010, and we were heading up to Whistler to go skiing together. And he just shared that he had this vision of starting something. And he felt really compelled to ask me to join him, which was kind of surprising at the time because, you know, we'd never done a joint venture before. And in fact, my sister, my older sister, is the one who in the family who's really involved in development work. So it was kind of a shock and really an honor that he would think of asking me. And in that time, in the last almost 3 years now, we've been able to collaborate ideas. Something that started as his vision has now become our vision. And you know, at times it's hard because you're family and you're going to butt heads, and we're quite similar. We're both pretty stubborn and creative, but it's also really, really an honor that he trusts me with something of this magnitude, and that we're able to collaborate our ideas together and know that ultimately it's going to grow our relationship as father and daughter, and that we're able to perhaps inspire other families out there to work together.
That's a wonderful way for a father to encourage his daughter, who he has put all his value systems into, to actually go forth. He's given you a little nudge to go forth and go ahead and do something special with your life. Not everyone has this opportunity, and not everyone has such a wonderful dad. Congratulations to your dad, and congratulations to you for sticking through this whole process and wanting to actually make a success of it. That is just such a wonderful, delightful story. Thank you, Katie. Now, that was Katie Morgan from Global Mothers, and that was an interview that I did last year on a couple of years ago on International Women's Day. So this was a father-daughter initiative, as you heard, to provide a livelihood for impoverished artists in Africa. Now, we at CITR, Radio 101.9 FM, we bring a whole lot of programming from different cultures and different languages. And it's important to keep all this alive and thriving and provide a need base for the various parts of our Canadian mosaic. So, but the cost of running such unique and varied programming in different languages, there's a cost associated with it. And so we'd encourage everyone that's listening to please do your bit and support our program so we can keep this quality independent radio on air. Our number here is UBC Unit 604-822-8648. With Rhythms India, I also have a last segment
to this show, where I'd like to have, it's called, I call it a special beat treat. We have a young local artist called Ustad Keshis Khan, who will introduce teen tal, or 16 beats, on the tabla, which is an Indian percussion instrument. I encourage you, my listeners, to clap your hands, tap your feet to the rhythm, and towards the latter half, when Keshis actually picks up the pace, count the numbers. Try to copy what he says. Clap to the beat. It will be a lot of fun. And a little exercise will make you energized as well. So imagine Ustad Keshis Khan's fingers flying over the tabla. And his concerts in Vancouver and the Lower Mainland are great fun to attend. Enjoy the rest of Rhythms India on CITR 101.9 FM. And we'll be continuing with our show.
Jam! Do you wanna jam?
You're listening to host Nalini on Rhythms India, CITR Radio 101.9 FM.
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
CITR provide comprehensive non-commercial programming. And I encourage listeners to call 604-822-8648 to help us with the cost of running such unique programming in different languages. Please call and donate, because we need to maintain our equipment. We need to train the staff, train the programmers and everyone that participates with putting this whole show together. So in order to support quality independent radio on air, call 604-822-8648 UBC unit. We continue with Rhythms India. And now we have the Beat Tweet, the special that I was talking to you about, where it would be nice if you could clap your hands, tap your feet to the rhythm, and then towards the latter half, when Ustad Cassius Khan picks up pace on the tabla, count the numbers, try to copy what he says, and clap to the beat. Here we go.
Five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 8, 3 tala of 16 beats. So we'll play a short Peshwara Ang, which is the slower movement of 3 tala. It's very beautiful. For vocalists, it is called tala lap, where the tala actually does a lap for you. So we know of it as Peshwara. Thank you. Is that a reverb delay?
Yeah, it's a delay a little bit. Turn it off?
Yeah.
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM on Rhythms India. This is our Fun Drive special, and our number here is 604-822-8648. Please call and donate. We continue with Ustad Cassius Khan teaching Teen Taal.
Specialty of our gharana, which is the Delhi style of playing. My chachaji is very good at these mathematical lils. So I'm watching him and I don't know if he's smiling or not. This is a very difficult fingering technique on the tabla. In this lay, then we make this into a drum roll. Thank you.
before we continue with that, I have some good news. The fund drive total now is $8,795.70. And on the Rhythms India show, we have a total collection of $175. Thank you very much to all our donors. But please, we need you to call 604-822-8648 and help us reach a total of 9,000 before this evening is done. We have a target of 40,000, only 40,000, and we have until the third week of March to collect that. So it would be good if we could do that soon, and we appreciate you calling in. Thank you. So we continue with Ustad Cassius Khan on the tabla.
Take it down. fingering technique that my Tantaji taught me.
Before we continue with Ustad Kashish Khan's grand finale on the Teen Taal, I would like to remind you that this is our fund drive couple of weeks for CITR Radio 101.9 FM. We broadcast from the unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver at UBC. And our number here is 604-822-8648, UBC unit. Please call and donate because we need to maintain the equipment in our studios. We need to train people because we bring you such amazing programming in so many different languages. And also it is non-commercial, it's comprehensive, and it fills that void in the Canadian radio scene. So please keep donating. You've been doing so well so far. We're at $8,795.70. We really would like to hit the 9,000 mark this evening, so please keep the calls coming. Thank you. We have operators standing by to talk to you. Thank you.
In the end, and a little bit faster speed, and then we'll call it a night. Separating the two fingers. Gege tete gege nana, gege tete gege nana is the composition, but it's a hand exercise, which you can make it very fun. Thank you.
Talking Stick Festival on February 18th to 28th treats Vancouver to a city-wide, one-of-a-kind celebration of Indigenous performance and art. Don't miss the ever-popular Open Your Hearts opening gala, which kicks off the festivities with first-class entertainment accompanied with an array of hors d'oeuvres and a buffet dinner. Afterwards, enjoy 11 days jam-packed with the best Indigenous arts Vancouver has to offer, including Indigenous contemporary dance, musical concerts, slam poetry, a visual arts exhibition, theater, interactive family-friendly events, an Aboriginal artisan fair, an assortment of workshops, artist talks, and more. For more information, visit talkingstickfest.ca.
Tune in to La Fiesta every other Sunday from 3 to 5 p.m. with your host, Nick Arana. Listen to internationally acclaimed musica latina caliente that makes your body move and your heart beat.
Of this segment of Rhythms India, and following this at 9 o'clock will be bootlegs and B-sides. So continue to enjoy Pandit Hari Prasad Chaurasia on the flute, Vijay Gatte on the tabla, and we'll see you in 2 weeks. So do donate to CITR Radio 101.9 FM at 604-822-8648. Every bit helps. Thank you.